gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jim Ward is here, everybody.
Yay!
Because the Lord
favors me with two green lights this morning.
Bless your
heart. In honor of the birth of his son. Or it was random chance.
Did you see the little dumber boy Rick Perry says that he prays a lot?
Yeah. Because he is gaff prone,
uh-huh.
He said.
He prays to the Lord.
Yeah, because he makes mistakes.
Please don't let me say anything dumb.
Who's that football player?
Tim Tebow.
Tebow, yeah. He is the Tebow. Please, Lord, don't make me say something boneheaded again today. All right. We'll get to all of that. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Can I just tell you something? I love my... You know what? I may cancel my vacation and go and French kiss every single one of our fans.
Cause really?
I don't know what to say about this anymore. So, you see this? Look, everybody, on the Ustream. It's an email from Billboard.
Billboard. They're pretty big.
Yes, they're quite startled. I got this email. Yes, it says, Stephanie, your release of Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour Volume 1 is charting today on our charts. I need someone to call me ASAP. So Roland, Sexy Liberal Tour Director, called them.
Yep, high strung.
We are number one on Billboard.
The comedy charts?
Okay, let me explain how unbelievable that is, because we don't have a physical CD.
Right.
So this guy, he literally, his brain was in a pretzel.
So this is kind of historic.
Yes. We're
and
number
Billboard
one on...
is hysterical.
Yes.
Over the historicalness.
Yes. They...
How did this happen? What?
Huh? They don't understand.
Who are you?
We're number one on iTunes and on Amazon.
Right.
But we're just a download. We're not... He literally had to ask scrolling like 10 times. You don't have a physical CD. And he goes, what? And you just came out on Friday. He said, you are charting number one on Billboard.
She's a witch, isn't she? Stephanie Miller's a witch. That's...
What's happening?
We need to throw her in the water and see if she floats.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
I don't even know. I didn't even know I was a witch. Well, I'm not a witch at all. Anyway, Mama loves you. Thank you. And now, you know, they have price wars, I guess, Amazon and iTunes. So check this out. Amazon, right now, it is offering it for only $4.99.
Yeah, they do that.
They're actually going to lose money on it. They just want to outsell iTunes.
Wow.
So go get it. For, I don't know, probably a day or two, they've lowered it to $4.99,
yeah.
So that,
Apple and iTunes, not known to lower their prices, so
no.
Amazon, this is...
it's $9.99 on iTunes, and I think it was $8.99 on Amazon, and now they've lowered it to $4.99 to try to sell even more. God bless America.
Holy crap.
God bless America. Okay.
You could be the first overall album that's charted to number one without releasing a CD.
We don't have a movie, a TV show. We got nothing.
You got this little Park Joke radio show.
Yeah, we have a little physical, no physical CD, nothing. The guy was nonplussed. All right. So thank you. And, by the way, a little bit of an explosion of mail from San Francisco.
Just a little bit.
Oh, heavens. Because what with all this, goodness happening, it was a little puzzling that they're replacing me with Glenn Beck on my San Francisco station in the morning, come January 3rd, and moving me to the evening, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and apparently not so well received thus far in San Francisco. But here, what we have urged you is please be respectful. We are on a lot of Clear Channel stations, including my great flagship here in L.A., KCLK, and there's lots of, business reasons for things, and lots of times people change their minds. So here's an example. Sherry is my example for the moment before we go to Carl Frisch here. Okay, this is how to write a lovely, respectful letter.
Okay.
Because don't name call or whatever, they're great
dear
people.
Dear ass hat. No, sorry.
No,
sorry.
That's the point.
Yeah.
No name calling. Be respectful. You can make your, feelings known. Okay, this is from Sherry. Good morning. Very nice.
Yeah.
No names, no nothing, just good morning. I heard today that KKGN will be changing its call letters to KNEW. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
After the first of the year, with major programming changes to accompany the change. If what I heard is true, I am sorely disappointed. Is it true that Glenn Beck will replace Stephanie Miller, who will be moved to 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.? This is absurd. And Tom Hartman will be moved 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.? Stephanie's show is hilarious while at the same time enlightening. Thank you. I enjoy what her and her crew as I drive to work each morning. Tom Hartman is one of the most intelligent and insightful hosts I've ever heard. To move him to such a late slot is a disservice to the community. Yes, programming in the public interest. It's a thought. While it would not be fair to say I will boycott the station and its sponsors, thank you. Don't do that. No. It's still my station.
That's
don't
right.
do that.
We're still on that station.
Yes.
Just later.
If these changes take effect, I will have to say I will stop listening during my morning commute. It's hard enough to feel enthusiastic about going to work, but to face Mr. Beck during that drive is beyond the pale. The San Francisco Bay Area has been the birthplace of many progressive movements. The market is already glutted with conservative hosts spewing vitriolic hatred. Why would Clear Channel make such a decision? I respectfully ask that the management reconsider these proposed programming changes. San Francisco needs a progressive voice on the airwaves. Thank you, Sherry.
And by the way, Glenn Beck isn't at the stand. No, exclamation point.
There is no P.S. It was a respectful
dollar
letter.
Sign, hash mark, exclamation point.
That was probably not Sherry's first draft.
No.
See, that's why God made a draft folder.
Yes, right. Don't I know
write
it.
The email you want to, put it in your draft file.
Yes.
Don't hit send.
Sleep on it.
Sleep
come
on
back
it.
And read it later.
After you've had a few drinks. No.
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 All right. Carl Frisch is at the airport.
What?
Let's hurry.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. Full Fight Strategies.
We're delaying his flight.
Hello, Carl Frisch.
Senator, I know it's very strange to run into me here in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Are you at the Minneapolis airport?
I am at the Washington National Airport.
Uh-huh.
I won't tell anyone, Senator. You have my word.
What do you think of that?
What do you think of that? Here's my card.
I love my wife.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world so Carl can go on vacation. Charles Krauthammer on the Burt Burr.
The more conservative House Republicans have a principled sense of obligation. They were elected last year to actually do something, and here we're doing nothing. The bill in the Senate is it's an awful piece of legislation. As you pointed out in the interview with Schumer, even people who are neutral on this have pointed out it's almost undoable, even in terms of software, a two-month extension. Nonetheless, this is all about a game of politics that the Democrats are playing. They have sprung a trap. The Republicans are caught in it.
Illustrating
a game with a two-month extension. Where have I not seen the government almost shut down every 3 months for the last year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the way to run things. That's that's a much better plan.
It's completely undoable. That's why 89 senators voted for it and Senator Boehner, so that it was a great compromise and that it was a problem.
Yeah. I. You know what? Carl, are you okay? Did you fall in the toilet?
Not here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah, I have to say, you're right. After a year of this, I'm kind of enjoying their uncomfortable squirming at this point, aren't you?
Well, the only reason that Fox would ever criticize Republicans is when they were talking about how horrible the Republican optics were here, that they really played their cards wrong. The only reason they were upset with the Republicans was not because they
had Uh-oh. We have a crappy cell phone. All right, let's...
it's a cell connection. Though.
Oh, there you go. Mary Catherine Hamm on Brute Bear.
Yeah. This is an issue of simplicity of message, and part of politics is that you have to win the argument. Winning the argument with a complex message about process is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you wanted to do that, you would have had to start many months ago to get that solidified.
Yeah.
To be successful, you'd have to do it earlier. And to change the political calculus on this, I don't see how it's going to happen. The only thing I can maybe think of is that Obama just wants to go to Hawaii, leaves, and Senator Reid gets a little scared that more of his senators will be in danger if they don't come back and do something about this. That's the only thing I can think of.
And then she put her hands under her armpits and smelled her fingers.
Oh, that's a different Mary Catherine.
Mary Catherine Hamm seems a little scrambled.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tread lightly with her because I'm friends with her husband. But
oops.
I will say, who's very liberal, by the way, one of those... Mary Matlin, Cardinal kind of things. But, I love how they always tie it back to his vacation. This president has been on the job more than George Bush was.
Yep.
In the entirety of his 8 years in office. And whenever the president goes anywhere, if he gets a burger with the vice president, if he goes anywhere, I've said it many times before, and since it's winter, it's probably apropos. If he takes Sasha and Malia ice skating on the National Mall this winter, they're going to accuse him of trying to be like Jesus and walking on water.
Exactly. If I have to have one more right-wing caller, Carl, say, why is he going to Hawaii? It's expensive. It's like, it's where he's from.
He has family there.
Oh, God.
He's from Kenya.
Oh, God.
All right, Steve Ducey and Dick Morris.
What about Newt's controversial comment about what to do with judges and courts he doesn't like? Just get rid of them.
I think
people in jail.
No, I think that that's part of a checks and balances system. I think that there's more Congress can do to rein in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Arresting judges is part of our checks and balances? I don't think so, Carl.
Well, you know, if that's true, then I have a couple people on Fox News that I'd like to arrest.
I know. I'm like, can we do that now?
If we're just going to scramble what the founders set out in our founding documents, I can think of a handful of people I'd like to throw in jail right now.
Absolutely.
All right. Frothy. It's Rick Santorum.
Gay people really hate
Rush Limbaugh.
Rick Santorum. No, you might be saying, oh, what does that matter? Well, that matters because that filters down through newsrooms.
Mm.
It filters down through much of the news and media conglomerate, the community, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And it is going to influence and taint kind of coverage he gets. He's no holds barred on American cultural issues and what he considers to be things that are causing the culture to end up being coarsened and depraved and so forth.
Taint no one's business but my own.
He did not just say it causes taint. About Rick Santorum.
Did you notice that he never once endorsed crazy Rick Santorum?
No.
True.
No.
You're right.
No.
He said this is what he believes. Now, if you are that friggin' fringe that Rush Limbaugh will not vouch for you, you're friggin' fringe.
You're friggin' fringe.
This guy is basically living in Iowa, and he cannot get above 3 points. And he pulls the ultimate attempt at spin on Fox, or I think it was Fox or CNN, when somebody asked him about the polling at 3%, and he said, well, we're only 12 points back from third place. I mean, that was like when Joe Lieberman came in sixth place in New Hampshire and said that he was in a three-way tie for third.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Carl Frisch, hang on there in the airport bathroom. Be careful. 18 minutes after the hour, right back with Scotch More Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Christian.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. That is my name. 22 minutes after the hour. It's my stage name and my regular name. Thanks. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Sahara in Ottawa, Canada. What's on a laboot? Hi, Sahara.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Good. Hi. Oh, I just bought your No Sexy Liberal album. I love it so much. I'm unable to go to the Sexy Liberal show, so I have to make do with the album, which is fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I know. I live like, you know, my family, you know, used to live in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of were really sad about, you know, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
And, you know, because we knew his father. You know, my my grandfather was actually friends with him.
Wow.
And, you know, we're just, you know, my father, you know, we see him on TV and just so disappointed. You know, how can such a great man spawn such a, you know, awful man?
Yeah, I hear you. These are not our dad's Republicans. All right, Sahara, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there she goes.
I'm guessing they didn't do that over a drink.
No.
No.
Do you think if he did drink, Romney would get even more like inauthentic, or would he, would he get even stiffer?
Yeah, because alcohol
the other way.
Yeah. Alcohol tends to magnify your personality.
Yeah, exactly.
Get even stiffer than
he is.
Now.
Even more awkward.
Oil can.
Silly kind of history in the world to do tequila shots and get more uptight. By the way, it's because of people like Sahara. Oh dear God! This just in: Billboard magazine. We just got named the Hot Shot debut. On Billboard magazine, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, Volume 1, number 1 on the Billboard charts.
Has a comedy album ever done that before?
No.
I can't think of any.
No, I'm just going to start drinking right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hi, Carl Frisch.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
When you download the album, which is fantastic, and I've downloaded it for all my family members for the holidays, even my right-wing ones appear in Herman Cain videos.
That's right.
When you download it, iTunes says, people who like this also like this. And the first option for me was the iPhone iPad game, Baby Monkey Riding Backwards on a Pig.
Really?
Was it really? You may also want this. Oh, that's hilarious.
When I downloaded it, it told me I might like Charmageddon by Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which indeed you will like that.
Yes, indeed.
Baby T-Rex.
Yeah. The baby T-Rex, exactly. Yeah. All right. What? By the way, we have a couple of more right-wing world sound bites. Monica Crowley.
Over the past year, America has witnessed firsthand the severe consequences of electing a president with no prior foreign policy experience.
Ah, sure.
From the Arab Spring of discontent, which saw the overthrow of Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, and later the capture and eventual killing of longtime Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi,
That's bad.
Administration's reckless determination to keep its 2008 campaign promise of ending the war in Iraq, regardless of the ongoing fragile and chaotic conditions on the ground there. Through it all, we have seen a shocking lack of bold, responsible leadership from our own commander-in-chief. After a year of such disappointing and dangerous foreign policy fumbles, how could anybody still think President Obama deserves another 4 years.
Don DeLos, yikes!
She didn't mention Bin Laden. Yeah.
From the tone of her voice, I think that she thought all those things were bad.
Yes. Out of Iraq, bad.
Man, I cannot wait until the holiday.
Yeah.
No.
Listen to her.
Although she is the holiday fill-in for Sean Hannity, so
we can only hope for a string of foreign policy failures like that.
Well, I mean, she makes Bill O'Reilly's teleprompter skills look like anchor worthy.
And on the domestic front, more people at work now than they were this time last year.
How can anybody believe that? That Obama deserves another 4 years because of that.
Let's have a fluffy dessert topping of dumb as we close with Steve Doocy and Gretchen Carlson.
There is a Quaker-based school in Newton, Pennsylvania, the George School, that this Christmas, guess what? Their Christmas show is going to center not on Jesus, but on Santa. And
what's the problem with that?
Shocking.
Well, it's basing itself on Santa, but it's not just any Santa story, you know, where Santa is up in the North Pole and he puts together some toys and brings them. No, apparently the theme now is Occupy the North Pole. It's all about greed and corporate bigness.
I wonder if
one of them goes and poops on the sled.
Well, perhaps if they want to be true to the story.
Exactly.
Wow. I can't believe Dizzy just said that.
Poop?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, what... That's so anti-Christmas, talking about...
Occupy the North Pole.
Empowering people. I mean, you know, the Occupy movement's everywhere. I wouldn't doubt it if it's in the North Pole, too.
Right.
Wow.
Leave it to them and get the whole idea of the Occupy movement. It's about poop. That's it.
Right. Unfortunately, there wasn't a Quaker available to wave a gun around on camera like they have.
Yeah, because Quakers, known for their itchy trigger fingers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And they really wanted... carry those into their meetings. but before I go, Stephanie, I did want to say one thing.
Yes.
To all your listeners in San Francisco, this is going to come down to them sending their notes, their nice, polite notes into the station.
Yes.
And ultimately, I think what's going to happen here is people are going to choose if they like your show in the morning or if they like morning talk radio in its original German.
That's what?
In original German.
Oh. With Glenn Beck. All right, exactly. Thank you, Carl Frisch. Make sure you know what? I think that you have a good idea. If you downloaded the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy album, you can use that to play it at the dinner Christmas table with your right-wing relatives. If they start, talking to right-wing claptrap, there you go. That's how you fight back. Occupy your Christmas dinner table.
Exactly. Yes. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right, thank you,
too,
Carl. Have a safe flight. Oh, there he goes. All right, I got it. I pictured him huddled in the men's room, the airport men's room, talking to me in a stall.
Trying to avoid Larry Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, looky here. We got an early Christmas gift from Mike and Raleigh, the best of Mike and Raleigh montage.
What?
Oh, I mean, seriously.
Oh, it's...
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously good. We'll be right back with that. 29 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want?
Stephanie Miller.
Real estate.
Hey, oh, look, it's another, speaking of which, it's another good news for America, bad news for Republicans.
What?
Jump in housing starts up points to recovery. Housing starts and building permits jumped to a 1.5-year high in November as demand for rental apartments rose, suggesting the housing market was entering a tentative recovery. Why is that important, Chris? Because my girlfriend's a realtor.
There you
All
go.
Right.
Yay.
And Mama need to buy kibble. Okay. All right. Oh, Chris and Yankton and us being named the, what are we now? What are we?
The Hotshot debut.
On Billboard.
Yes.
Number one comedy album on Billboard.
That's right. He says, guys, I'm not sure if this bodes well for the sexy liberal comedy album, but 25 years ago this week, Billboard's Hotshot debut was Without Your Love by Toto.
Bless the rain down in Africa.
We may go the way of Toto. Is that
Yeah. Yeah.
They went to my high school, Toto.
Roland says Billboard is checking. They don't think any political comedy album has ever charted in the history of the charts.
Wow.
Kids, you know what? I may not just French kiss every listener over the holidays. I may do a little dry humping. I may bring my Bread soundtrack.
Oh.
Okay.
No, bring Toto.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll be outside every listener's house with my boombox.
Yeah.
I love you. In your eyes. Okay. That's not Toto, I know.
No.
Don't, before you say
That's
it.
Peter
okay.
Gabriel.
Let's return to Bender. Come on.
Return.
David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
Return.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
Return. David Bender.
Yay, David Bender.
It is the Bendy. Hello, David Bender.
Hello. Happy holidays, all. And Jim, Toto went to my high school. How is that possible?
Huh?
What? Huh?
They were contemporaries of yours, right? Or they a little after you?
They were a little before me.
A little before
actually.
You, okay.
Slightly, but we're not doing that thing. But yes, Jim Ward and I, it can be revealed, went to the same high school.
I did not know that.
That is, there is always a magical circle on this show. You know what? In fact, listen to this, David Bendy. Lisa, my girlfriend, is reading a book by one of the dogs of the Three Dog Night.
And, right.
And here was my connection. I was like, I opened for Three Dog Night in Vegas, and then I got fired.
You're fired.
After the first show. You remember that story? For being too dirty. And
now I
have the number one filthy comedy album in the country. Life is funny.
Which dog wrote the book?
I don't know which dog it is.
Which dog?
Yeah, the dogs were all very nice to me, all three of them. It just the management didn't care for me.
Oh.
Yeah. I got the call right after the show. Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired.
The loneliest number.
David Benda, put the tip in.
Can I just say that, first off, in the holiday spirit, you know, these are good times. When we watch what's happening with these negotiations, the Republicans, even Karl Rove is saying how bad the Republicans look in this process.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, or as the Wall Street Journal calls it, the GOP's payroll tax fiasco.
Yeah. And Karl Rove and the Wall Street Journal coming down on Republicans, that's the gift. That's in my stocking. I'm really happy. And, you know, we don't even have stockings on Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. This is fun to watch. And the numbers have flipped. A year ago, more people wanted a Republican-dominated Congress. Now it is by 4%.
There you go. Here's what you got.
People want Democrats to run the Congress.
And they're
people are paying attention.
They're making the point of the 99% even better than the occupiers.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so. But here's what I wanted to tell you guys about today. I don't know if you've talked about this at all, but I've been starting to follow it. And Rutherford B. Hayes and I have been chatting. This is actually something to pay attention to. Are you familiar with this thing called Americans Elect?
It's a PAC or a?
It started as a 527. Now it's a 501c4, so they can hide their donors. Although it's actually, if you go to the website, you'll see that there are Democrats and Republicans involved. Actually, the director is a guy who used to work for Deval Patrick. They also have Republicans like Christy Todd Whitman on the board. And it is designed to be the first internet, the first real internet nominating process. They say they're not a political party, but in order to get on all 50 ballots, they have to register as a party. And what finally got my attention was that they're doing that. Rhode Island became the 13th state just yesterday, the day before, in which they gained ballot certification. They're on in Arizona, Alaska, Arkansas, now California, which is a big deal, Florida, a big deal, Kansas, Nevada, Michigan, and Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Colorado, Utah, and Mississippi. They're underway in all the rest of the states, and there is a good shot that there will be an opportunity for all 50 states to have an Americans elect nominee.
Right.
Now, you know, the process is one that in principle is great. It's direct democracy, or at least it's direct democracy in terms of the nominating process.
And sure.
That, you know, we all think that sounds...
But more fantastic. Importantly, it's going to gum up the works for Republicans better than they've been even doing themselves.
It could.
Yes.
It could. And if we see the numbers, for example, if Ron Paul were to go after that, and the last... time they polled Ron Paul as a potential third-party candidate, he was getting about 20% of the vote, and most of that was coming out of the Republican nominee. Obama wins by more than 10 points.
Well, that brings us to this morning's question. If Gary Johnson falls in a forest, does he make a sound? When I heard the news yesterday, he was out of the presidential ram. Like, he was in? Really? So he's going to run third-party.
I actually heard him fall in the forest. and he was shouting help. I can't get up.
Well, he's going to seek the libertarian nod.
Right.
But I mean, the libertarians apparently hoping that Ron Paul or Jesse Ventura will still contend for that nomination. So this could just be the most entertaining, clown cars. There could be colliding clown cars.
But I read somewhere that there are only 250,000 registered libertarians in the country. So
that may be, and so the real question, I don't even think, and this is about electoral votes, as we know, and I don't think the Libertarian Party is on enough ballots. It's on some, but not all. And this is where this 50-state process that Americans elect is doing is important, because one person could get on enough to actually win 270 electoral votes. And that's, now, if you follow Donald Trump's Twitter feed, which, of course, I do not, but
yes.
Chris, you've seen it.
I don't follow his feed either. I can't stand him.
It's what would we call it? Jim?
Hmm?
It's huge!
Huge!
Yeah.
And in his
really? Are there that many Rosie O'Donnell haters out there? Because I'm not really interested in his tweets.
In his own mind, which is where all things Trump exist,
yes.
he says that thousands of people have been encouraging him to put himself on the Americans elect.
Did I say thousands? I meant millions.
Yes. Well, he also thinks that he also says thousands of people don't think that President Obama was born here. So anyway,
exactly. He says a lot of things, but this is what I'm talking about. This is the wild card that, you know, as we go into the new year, as we are very close to the first votes in Iowa, where you think that these things don't make a difference, this could. And you heard it here first, folks, because I actually think if they, now that they are on enough, frankly, if someone just carried those 13 states, I'm not totaling it up, but it's
David,
close to 270 right there.
Right. So, David, what's going to happen in Iowa? I mean, is there a chance we're going to have a brokered convention for Republicans? Because that would be just another layer of fun.
There is a chance. You know, and anyone who says this, it's the same thing. Remember what happened 4 years ago. Barack Obama came out of nowhere and won Iowa. As a matter of fact, he won Iowa by giving a speech. He was running well behind, and he gave a speech that just brought down the House, a speech at midnight in Des Moines that totally turned his campaign around. That can still happen. There's still time for somebody to break out of the pack. But right now, based on enthusiasm, based on zeal and dedication and pure, organizing ability, the Ron Paul folks have a good shot. They really do.
Yeah, it's unbelievable this year. I got to tell you. Oh, by the way, as a happy clappy liberal, it's bad when I have to go to the Wall Street Journal for my happy clappiness instead of you.
Yeah.
You have often said that the Democrats are going to lose the Senate. The Wall Street Journal, in their piece on the GOP tax fiasco, they say Mr. Obama is in a stronger reelection position than he was a year ago, and the chances of Mr. McConnell becoming majority leader in 2013 are declining.
Yeah. And that's because he's likely to be replaced by somebody else when the Republicans take back the Senate. I don't mean to be miserable about it, but it's just numbers. There's so many Democrats who are up for re-election, many of whom are not running for re-election, leaving in Republican states like North Dakota. You know, it becomes an automatic. But Mitch McConnell, to the Wall Street Journal's point, is getting a lot of people angry at him. So it's possible that, you know, someone else.
I don't know. Boy, I'd say anything can happen this year. If Republicans keep going the way they're going, I think they just did a new poll there.
Anything is possible. And listen, in the spirit of the season, yes, anything is possible. You can draw to an inside straight, and the Republicans could not take back the Senate. But I'll tell you what I do think is...
Every time you say things like that, an angel gets its wings, David Bender.
It does. I hear the little tinkling right now. But
all right.
That could be Carl Frisch's bathroom, actually.
Exactly. We're out of time, David Bender.
I love you dearly. Everybody have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year.
Oh, I forgot. You were mentioning it's Hanukkah for you, and so I got you a meat dreidel. Hang on.
I made it out of non-pork meat. My Christmas Hanukkah dreidel. Can you feel its kosher heat? My non-pork dreidel is so yummy. I put it in my mouth. I can feel it in my tummy. I think it's heading south. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of meat. Dreidel, 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 you'll soon come out my seat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, meat dreidel.
God, I love Adam Sandler.
Thank you, Bendy.
Bye, guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. 46 minutes after the hour. Oh, yeah, the best of Mike and Raleigh next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Like being stung by a bee or getting a splinter or being chained to a wall in someone's sex dungeon.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Ken in Cleveland, Kenny Pick.
Yay.
Hey, honey.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays to all y'all. I just wanted to call in with a lighthearted and peppy call because I'm really lazy at my job today.
You know what? We are, too.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. But real quick, I want to thank Steph and, of course, Hal and David Bender. All of you guys helped out with our Occuthon that we had last week on Radio or Not. That was great.
Yes.
And now, to pay you back, I want to say, I didn't hear anybody mention this, but if you go to Amazon.com, there's a button on the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour Volume 1 page where you can give the album as a gift for only $4.99 today.
They are having a price war with iTunes. Because,
I know.
Yes.
Isn't that stunning? I mean, you can, no shipping, no handling, $4.99. They'll never be any the wiser that you only paid $4.99 for it when it goes off sale in a couple days.
And you also have the added benefit of making right-wing hits everywhere explode.
Exactly.
As it's, so, the word liberal is in the number one album in the country. Yes.
You know, I'm sure the question is going to come up sooner or later, and I want to be the first to ask it. When's Volume 2 coming out?
Ah, for God's sakes. We just got Volume 1 out Friday, Kenny Pick.
Well, it's going to happen. I know it.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
All right. Love you too, honey. Bye. Yeah, what did you just say? Did that come from Roland?
No. Someone actually emailed and said, you know what? You might be considered for a Grammy at this point.
Oh, for the love of God. You know what? I am actually going to get in a physical fight with Lady Gaga. I'm going to wear a meat dress and an egg. Okay.
You know, because not too many...
Getting ahead of myself now.
Not too many spoken word albums chart these days.
Yeah.
And so I think if you're charting...
Right. We're getting out of control here. We're out of control!
You're going to get noticed.
Galvin. By the by, we just announced Madison yesterday for the April. In April, the tickets are almost gone. God, I love our fans so much. Seriously, it's making me touch myself this morning.
And that would be different how.
I'm thinking of the listeners now. I'm yelling each of their names individually.
I could take
We just actually officially announced, when is it, April 14th? Sexy Liberal in Madison at the Barrymore. We just announced yesterday there's, I believe, like less than, I don't know, 50 tickets, something like that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madison. And also another little Christmas gift for all of us. It's the best of Mike and Raleigh.
Yay.
With Stephanie, the producer too, the voice deity, and his wife, Janiqua.
It's Bachman, get some over, guys.
And we make it every day.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome. Try Red Statistone, the first mobile app designed especially to translate right-wing talk into English.
In 1514, we took a little trip to start the revolution on the mighty Mississippi.
Thank you for selecting Herman Cain. And thank you for using. This is all turning into some kind of bad movie pose.
I don't like taxes.
I'm afraid of brown people.
There's no such thing as nuance at Tea Party Harmony.
Good thing she's covered with Romney Care.
No.
Romney Care.
That wouldn't die.
He is the most Caucasian man in the world.
I don't always drink beer. I don't ever drink beer.
Here on Stephanie's show.
Oh,
wow.
Mike and Raleigh, I'd forgotten some of those are so good.
Yeah.
Michelle Dunbell, I forgot that one. That's awesome. Dunbell. Kirk in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Kirk.
Hey, how are you, Stephanie?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up something because I am a progressive Democrat, though, but I'm going to tell you why I'm supporting Ron Paul, because
nope.
I know you're going to make fun of me.
No, I will not make fun of you.
Oh, sure you will.
No. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing really hard at you.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
All right, so everything is a compromise. I am for universal health care and all that stuff, though, but I know there's some things that as Commander-in-Chief that Obama has done and is doing that is kind of scary, to be honest with you. And, like, he signs a National Defensive Authorization Act. I'm not into having my son or my daughter or my mom just picked up, you know, just because they said that she accidentally gave to some, I don't know, body back in 1950, so she's associated with terrorists.
I'm confused.
Kirk, last night the White House announced that they are going to be issuing a signing statement saying that that they will not pay attention to that part of the Defense Authorization Act. So you have nothing to worry about there.
They're going to ignore that part of it.
Yeah, that's what you can do with a signing statement, yes.
Yeah, at least for a good reason,
yes.
Unlike George Bush, who did. All right, Kirk.
Yeah, but no, but it was. It's,
it is
as
troubling.
Written, it's pretty.
It's troubling.
Draconian.
However,
the
White House is going to ignore that. So.
That's no reason to vote for Ron Paul.
No, it is not.
I'm just saying. By the way, yeah, Julie in Seattle sent me the news of, you know, the if Gary Johnson falls in a forest.
Gary who?
Yes. He seriously, apparently, he was in the Republican field. Who knew?
Yeah.
Hi, Steph. Ex-Governor Congressman Gary Johnson is quitting the GOP Ranger games. They wouldn't let him play anyway. It's true. He wasn't really even allowed.
Come on, gang. We won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
To announce he's running as a libertarian, Chris Hayes recently asked Gary what his approach would be to stopping the banking system from engaging in wild sprees of economy-wrecking speculation with other people's money. Johnson answered without hesitation, well, the banks will have to get together and agree to some measures to do that. Sometimes hearing Republicans talk, it's hard to contain the horse-ray guffaw reaction. And this was one of those times, like when Ron Paul was going along talking about closing 800 military bases all over the world.
Yeah.
And then not starting a war with Iran. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes off on a do-it-yourself monetary system and running a government speculum up every woman's business to check for fetuses.
Yeah.
By the way, rank-and-file Republicans fully deserve whatever craptastic piece of inedible brand X dog food they get fed next year at the top of their ticket. Like Paul Krugman wrote, Herman Cain was no accident. You should start asking your right-wing love muffins next year to explain why, if their philosophy is so airtight and right for the country, why there's no one even they can stand running to lead their crusade to remake the world. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes trying to be psyched to make excuses for Mitt Romney all next year. Yeah, that's going to be delightful. Oh, see, Gary Johnson, he's like a who in Whoville. I'm still in the race, Johnson told Politico last month. I'm registered in New Hampshire.
I'm over here.
I hope against hope that I would able to be heard, but there's not much hope.
Was that somebody talking? There's some.
He's the who in Whoville. I am here. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere, as we crawl to the finish line before the holidays.
Yeah.
Vacation. Oh, boy. We are just running on fumes, aren't we? Bye. StephanieMiller.com, the website, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out. And the holiday gifts just keep on coming from Mike and Raleigh. Singing dogs.
He's busy.
Singing dogs and friends?
Yeah.
What's not great about that?
Some would say, socialistic. Some would say,
smoking pot, commie pinkos.
Job creators. Some would say,
class warfare.
Some would say,
oh boy.
Marxist thugs and lawbreakers.
Some would say,
see, it's a dog whistle.
Yes, see, that's what we're saying.
Yes. Right wing talking points next with the singing
some
holiday
would
dogs.
Some would say.
Dog whistle.
Yay. We're all running on fumes. We're just like, yay. Yay. Random sounds and phrases and dogs and kitties and things. Okay. And the biggest gift, I think I mentioned last hour, but I'm still a little flabbergasted. Billboard Magazine called us for the number one, we don't even have a physical CD. We're just a download on iTunes and Amazon, and we're number one on the Billboard charts, a comedy album in the country.
Hot shot debut.
Yes, hot shot debut. Anne in St. Paul writes, Sexy Liberal album, Mama, we downloaded the Sexy Liberal comedy album on Friday. Yeah, that's the other thing I couldn't believe. It just came out Friday. Yeah. Okay. We don't have any advertising or whatever that.
Whatever
way you're supposed to do this. I'm sorry.
We're not doing it that way.
Yeah, however you're supposed to do it, we did it wrong.
Yeah.
We've been snorting various liquids out of our noses ever since. Awesome. I guess we should stop drinking beverages when we listen to it from now on. Never let it be said we sexy liberals aren't fast learners. Exactly. We'd also like to be the official Stephanie Miller Show underwater archaeologists. Absolutely. We run a small nautical archaeology and maritime history nonprofit. Now, that's a niche. You got yourself a niche, Anne.
Are they drinking their liquids while doing their underwater archaeology?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because that would be a feat.
Do they have an underwater, iPod or something? I don't know. Oh, looky here. It's an unsolicited testimonial to Mama...
Testimonial?
Testimonial.
Catherine Heigl wouldn't agree.
Testigram. Okay, come on, let me give yours a little Christmas squeeze, Jim.
Oh, boy.
Merry Christmas, dearest Steph and the Mooks. Yesterday, I ordered cherries berries for my aunt and cousin in Colorado. I'm looking forward to hearing their cries of delight when they're surprised by the delivery on Christmas Eve. Yes, I type Stephanie in the box. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Please and thank you. I also bought tickets to the Sexy Liberal Show at the Barrymore in Madison a couple months ago, including a ticket from my formerly Republican best friend, Lou. She stumbled across your radio show in 2007, became an instant convert to the side of reason.
Wow.
She doesn't know yet she's getting a ticket. She'll find out at dinner on Thursday night. Oh, God.
Was that last night?
Number three, if liberals hate Christmas, how come I have this massive tree in my living room? I don't know, Margaret in Madison. P.S. Guess who else lives in Madison now? Jane Wheedland of the Go-Go's.
What?
Who tweeted about the Sexy Liberal album for us.
I was not aware of that.
It's a magical circle of sexy liberal love. And we just announced Madison yesterday, and I think it's going to sell out probably very shortly. There's, I think, about 50 or so tickets left, so get it.
Progressive protests and union solidarity motivated Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberals to start their world tour in Madison, Wisconsin. On its one-year anniversary, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will do it to Mad City one more time.
Stephanie Miller.
On Saturday, April 14th, the comedy trio that has broken records topped the charts and wowed crowds across the nation, welcomes you back to the Barrymore Theater.
Yep. Welcome back.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and the big cheese herself, Stephanie Miller.
Wisconsin offers very few distractions for a pale, friendless virgin.
We'll bring their wicked wit and progressive wisdom back to where it all started. Tickets are available online at BarrymoreLive.com or by calling 608-241-8633. Badger your family and friends to join the show that helped the Recall Scott Walker effort. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour anniversary show in Madison, Wisconsin.
You know, if you like the Sexy Liberal, Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy album, mm-hmm. you know what else you'll want to also like? I would pick up some Go-Go's while you're there. I would, you know what? If you have a towel on your head right now, I would start dancing to the Go-Go's and downloading Go-Go songs in honor of Jane Wheatland, who lives in Madison,
yes.
and tweeted for us. As did Shelley Wright, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you. Oh, here's another gift for me. Jesse in Dubuque, Iowa, with a future husband stack.
Oh.
From an Iowa paper. Hang on a second. Let me get my... When a man in a camouflage coat grabs your hand in an Iowa grocery store and calls you a f***ing hole to your face, it might be time to take stock of your position in the state. For Newt Gingrich, who was on the receiving end of the unorthodox greeting Tuesday, it was a sign his campaign is returning to Earth after having rocketed since Herman Cain's collapse.
I tried to get that audio, but there was just too much crowd noise. You couldn't hear what was going on, unfortunately.
Frankly, What?
I'm a who? I'm a transitional figure.
I'm a transformational figure who invented supply-side economics and also ended communism.
And I'm bigger than Reagan.
Uh-huh.
Actually, apparently I'm bigger than most people, you know, if we're going by girth.
Yeah, he couldn't have made the Soviet Union collapse just by sitting on it, but my point is... Oh, come on now. All right. Oh, and speaking of gifts that we give, Jeff in Salem has a request. It's a Kim Jong-il request. Mm. People's death has no effect on us.
Absolutely not.
Hi, Steph. I know you and the Mooks are going on a well-deserved vacation, but you always go on vacation when I'm having my actual birthday, which is December 31st. My wife, Lori, who knitted you the patriotic thong for the Boston Sexy Liberal show. See, it's all a magical circle of sexy liberal.
Have you worn said thong?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
all the time.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's winter here in L.A.
Yeah.
She had her birthday a couple of weeks ago. I'm wondering if Jim, as Kim Jong, might wish both of us a happy birthday. Jim, oh, here's some copy. Oh, that's nice. He's written copy for Jim. Yeah, okay, go
that's
ahead.
Just in.
Mm-hmm. Just when I was all set to leave, they pull me back in. Seriously, I had to come back to wish a happy birthday to Jeff and a belated birthday to the lovely Rory from K to the J to the IL. Plus, they offered me all the Zagnut I could eat and the rugged wooden scotch I could drink. Kim, down and out. For now.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Jeff, and happy birthday and your thong-knitting wife. All right. John in Florida. Hi, John.
Hey, Steph, listen, I just wanted to call and tell you, I just got the Sexy Liberal album. It's awesome. You know, I hope you make it down to this part of Florida at some point. I enjoy the show.
Thank you, John.
And I would fold your laundry anytime.
Oh, that's my Cialis joke, because I would you if you fold my laundry. Okay.
But, you know, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, baby.
Talk to you later.
All right, honey, there goes John. Okay, all right. Yeah, the men doing chores. Whatever. Whatever unrealistic Cialis commercial.
Well, that's almost more unrealistic than waterfalls coming out of the walls.
Yeah.
See, that's my point in my bit. I'm sexy liberal. It's more unbelievable. All right. Also. Yeah,
if you're trying to get ready for that moment, shave. That one guy's got this like ridiculous beard.
Yeah.
Ow.
Don't. Ow. That's so. I need to go to the ER now. You have cut me with that razor beard. You don't need penis pills. Just use a razor. All right. Speaking of holiday gifts, I have to thank all y'all in San Francisco who have nicely and respectfully let our station, our Clear Channel station there, know your thoughts about Glenn Beck going into my time slot January 3rd mm-hmm. and my moving
Get
to 7.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
7. He does not have a good phone manner, really. That's what you will hear if you try to call into the show.
3 hours
back. And I will be at 7 to 10 p.m. Anyway, thanks to all the folks that wrote the station nicely and respectfully. Yell your thoughts, and to me. Oh, and our friend Brad at Bradblog wrote a great piece about it. Progressive radio to remain in San Francisco, but with Glenn Beck added.
Huh? Wait.
Yes. Brad writes, Progressive radio will be allowed to remain on our public AM airwaves in San Francisco, although with major schedule shakeups, the removal of its popular progressive branding and several bizarre additions to the lineup, including far-right wing extremists such as Glenn Beck in place of what had been Green 960's most popular morning show. All right. Oh, here's this hour's example, Chris.
Okay.
Of how to write a respectful letter.
All
no
right.
Name-calling, no vitriol. All right. Let's see. Oh, Lee. This is Lee. Hello.
No vitriol at all.
No vitriol. Just hello.
However, when an email comes to you like that, it never ends well.
Well, that doesn't end well for me. I have just learned of your planned changes to Green 960 format, moving Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman to later, inconvenient times, and replacing Stephanie with Glenn Beck. I've been a long-time listener of Green 960. I'm also a subscriber to Satellite Radio. The only programs I listen to other than Satellite are Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. If these changes are implemented, I will be forced to abandon your station and stay exclusively with Satellite. See, that's the problem, Chris. There's lots of other, you know, ways to
absolutely
listen these days. Although I realize I can listen to Stephanie in the evenings, it's not a time I normally listen to the radio. Nor can I support a station that features a figure I consider as destructive and damaging as Glenn Beck. Nor can I believe your ratings will improve with this change, given the many other conservative options available in this market at that time. Should you choose to reverse this change, I will happily return as a listener. Kind regards, Lee.
No mention of AK-47s or Gloria.
No. Exactly. They're polite chipmunks are writing. No, after you. Oh,
after
please.
You. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
I'll be back as soon as Stephanie is. Please and thank you. Let's see. Bruce said, hey, this isn't April. I have some questions. Huh? Glenn Beck? Sorry, I need to clean my belly button lint. I'll do it in the morning until noon when sanity returns to Green 960, Bruce. Oh, a little humor, a little dollop of humor. Hollis writes, staff, I'm in San Francisco. I'll listen on my iPhone on iHeartRadio.
There you go.
That's the problem. Lots of
iPhone apps can get it. You can download the podcasts.
Yes. Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance.
Through satellite radio.
Yes.
There you go. Lots of options.
Indeed. Okay. All right. Thank you for being sexy liberals.
Yeah.
And,
we love you.
Respectful and polite and all that. And we love us. All right. Clear Channel, again, let's not. We have many, many fine Clear Channel stations. And, you know, there's different reasons, different business things happen. So thank you for being happy, clappy liberals. All right. 18 minutes after the hour. Wow. You know, for the people that said there's no difference, really, between the parties of Democrats and Republicans.
Well.
Let me just tell you, I'm going to illustrate the difference just on one subject. Next, 18 minutes after the hour, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Gene Wheedlin.
There you go. Thank you. Madison,
Rush Hour.
Madison resident. Stephanie Miller.
I just got an email saying that she no longer lives in Madison.
All right.
I think she moved to San Francisco.
All right. Well, someone find her.
Yeah.
And please, where is my go-go GPS? Is it not operating?
She clearly went to San Francisco so she could hear Glenn Beck in the morning.
Yes, clearly. I need to drop a pin on my iPhone and find a go-go.
Yeah.
Siri, find me a go-go. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll
free.
You
are so 1980s.
What is wrong with you? Your musical taste stopped in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Screw you, Siri. So what?
Then she'll fire you.
Yeah, she won't fire you, but she'll fire me.
Exactly.
All right. I was saying about, you know, all the parties are all the same. Well, first of all, not only could this payroll tax cut extension not be making things clearer who's on whose side, you know, who's on the side of the 99% and who is not. But, you know, if you take each and every issue, it just makes me crazy when people go, oh, there's no real difference. So let's take gay rights, for instance, just for a while, you know. I think marriage equality, the civil rights battle of our generation, that's what I happen to believe. Here's the difference. So Rick Santorum, well, first of all of the Republican candidates feel the same. about marriage equality. But Republican, I just thought this was particularly egregious. First of all, Newt Gingrich told a gay Iowan to go to vote for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He's like, how will you, you know, because you're supposed to be everybody's president,
yeah.
Remember?
He said, if gay rights are important to you, go vote for Obama.
Yeah, he said, go vote for Obama. Literally, he's like, how would you, you know, deal with it as a gay person, how would you deal with blah, 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 whatever. So, Rick
well,
Santorum.
There are probably a lot of gay people who are willing to vote for Newt Gingrich who aren't anymore.
He, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum explained how he would win support from gay voters despite his long opposition to same-sex marriage on Greta Van Susteren's show. He said, well, look, how condescending is this? Look, I have nothing against gay people. They have rights of every other citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did in Iowa and what some are trying to do, not all gays, just the bad uppity ones.
Yeah.
You get it.
Just the ones who get out of place.
What some are trying to do is change the laws of this country with respect to the definition of what marriage is. We have a public policy disagreement. I know there are a lot of gays who are strong on national security and believe in lower taxes and getting this economy moving, and we welcome them to join our campaign.
Yeah.
Not you bad gays. Not you bad uppity gays that want equal rights like marriage. The rest of all you old gays can come along.
As long as you stop with your crazy idea of being treated like normal people.
Yeah, stop that.
If you just stop doing that.
Yeah. Stupids. Bad gays. Bad. Bad gays. Hit them with a roll on the paper. Yeah.
On the paper.
Smack.
On the paper. On the piddle pad.
Oh, no, on the piddle pad. You shouldn't be able. It's like The Help. Like, you know, they thought black people should use separate bathrooms or whatever. Yes. Gays should use the piddle pad and stop bitching about marriage.
Bad gays. Thwack.
Thwack. Okay, and here's on the other side why, looky here, gay couple receives Obama congratulations on their wedding. Matt Katz and Aaron LaFrenz of Brooklyn, New York were surprised to find a letter in their mailbox 6 months after their wedding congratulating them. They were more surprised to find it was from the commander-in-chief himself congratulating them on their...
He may have gained some of those potential gay Newt Gingrich voters.
Shirley in Buffalo. Hi, Shirley.
Well, hi there, Steph. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm loving the show, and thanks to you, I had to buy myself a soda stream for Christmas.
Thank you. Type Stephanie in the box.
Now, yes. Now, I have to ask you, as a business person, you are someone with a franchise, and you have different things going on. Oh, and hi, everybody in the chat room. It is me.
Hello.
You can call me Shirley.
Yes, it is getting franchisey, isn't it?
Yes. Well, think about it. You've got all kinds of things going on, and I'm sure to some degree you have people who help you, and maybe there's some things that come out in your
name. I want to thank absolutely nobody. When I win my Grammy for Sexy in the Raw, I will thank absolutely nobody. I am surrounded by a bunch of backstabbing bastards that are not interested.
Awesome. Well, then maybe you can relate to why Ron Paul walked off CNN yesterday when he was asked. Did you hear about this?
No.
He walked off CNN because he was being asked about the lovely newsletters that went out in his name that said some nice things about Israel and black people and welfare and things. So let me ask you this. If you were to say, oh, I don't know, decide to publish a newsletter that you'd make some money on and people would pay you for it, would you kind of, like, not read those and maybe not, you know,
sign off on them,
get sent out in your name and not, you know, read them and okay them, and 10 years later go, oh, me? No, I don't know anything about
I disavow
newsletter.
Those.
Yes. Something in the Stephanie Miller newsletter reflected badly. I mean, see, I have a plan here. I just blame Jim. I just always say, I didn't say that. Jim did. I recommend everyone they get their own Jim. That wasn't me. That was Jim. I can't control him. He's crazy.
No, Ron Paul did go off on CNN Reporter yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did his voice get all even higher?
Yes, his voice did get very high.
And his eyebrows fell off.
One of them. That is the, to me, the enduring question of the 2012. What the hell is with Ron Paul's eyebrows?
No.
Seriously. I mean, really. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, boy, I feel bad for since Citizens United, if you live in Iowa this year, there's a great story about the what they're being bombarded with at Christmas, for God's sakes, because of Citizens United. Just negative ads just everywhere.
Interesting.
Exactly. We ought to send them the, you know, Frosty the Santorum, Little Dumber Boy, so they have something at least to...
Ooh, let's run those as ads.
Oh. 29
Can we form Steph Pack and run those as ads?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'll drink a couple of quarts of eggnog and fall asleep in front of the TV.
Same thing every night.
It is the... Do you know how sad my little life is?
How sad?
Here's a sad little story about my sad little life.
All right.
I, well, as you know, I'm a childless loser.
Mm-hmm.
Childless, elderly, shut-in loser. And, oh, thank you. Why, thank you for the tiny violin.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It. No, I, here's when I realized how sad my life is. My girlfriend Lisa and I went and bought, like, a lot of wine yesterday. At Vons, because they have amazing prices, because it's the whole thing.
Well, if you buy six, you get 20% off or something,
six,
right?
That's like a hello. That's like a warm-up for me.
What is
so? What
is a lot of wine? Because to me, six bottles is a lot of wine.
I don't want to say. We're stocking up. Okay, anyway.
Wow.
Let me just say, it was in the back of my SUV. Like a lot of it. And I realized that I was driving. Because I'm a crappy driver.
Yes.
I was driving like I had like infants and puppies in the car. I was driving. We were like, and then when we had like a little bit of a stop, you know, rough stop,
mm-hmm.
we would call out and see if they were okay.
Oh, no. Is the wine
okay?
Oh.
Pine Ridge, are you okay? Sonoma Cutrer, is everybody okay? It's like my loved ones were in the back of the car. It's just...
Now, if you followed the Stephanie Miller legend,
yes.
you would get box wine, and box wine doesn't break.
That's true. Okay, I'll just change my story
okay.
now. I'll just flip-flop now,
yeah.
like Mitt Romney.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What bottles? I've never had bottles. It's crazy.
Apparently, we just got this story in. Flashback. Ron Paul discussed his newsletters with C-SPAN in 1995. He seemed very well acquainted with it then.
Yes, he was.
Oh, what the deuce you say? What?
I had so a... last century.
I don't...
Newsletters? Why?
Why, what? Poor Iowa.
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Hmm? Iowa residents. Oh, by the way, did you... I'm sorry, I'm all over the place this morning. Did you see the story?
Kinda.
The guy that the Secret Service arrested because he had posted on Facebook, assassinate President Obama and his monkey children.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
And then he was like, it was just an emotional outburst. I didn't really mean...
I put quotation marks around kill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And monkey.
Yeah, okay. Poor Iowa. Iowa residents flipping their TV channels this season aren't finding a whole lot of Christmas cheer, barrage of negative ads, flooding the airways with ghoulish images of Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi, crowding Santa and doomsday music drowning out holiday songs. Mitt Romney is likened to a big government liberals. Newt Gingrich is castigated for his baggage. The still volatile Republican field means Iowans have two more weeks of this before the caucuses. The onslaught of scalding ads and messages landing in voters' mailboxes prompted in part by a Supreme Court decision that helped open the floodgates. Yeah, thank you, Citizens United. Iowa thanks you. Can you imagine right before the holidays? What a... Sucks to be Iowa.
Yep.
Just saying. Oh, here's another day, another flip-flop from Mitt Romney. I know, breaking news to nobody. He wouldn't take a stance on the payroll tax. He, in two TV interviews yesterday, he refused to take a stand. Interesting.
Wow.
He never has been before because he's happy to change it the next day. Now he's getting clever. He wouldn't say.
I'm not going to flip, so I don't have to flop.
No, he wouldn't say whether he sided with the House or the Senate. Dismissing the issue as an internal battle. Later, he dubbed the debate as being deep in the weeds. He only offered platitudes about hoping the House and Senate come together, get the job done, blah, blah,
most
blah.
Bland stuff possible.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not going to get into the back and forth and the congressional sausage making. Yeah, well, that's your job as president.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I hope they're able to sit down and work out a solution that works for the American people.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Mitt Romney on the press test.
I'm sure the administration will use every weapon they can think of. Some will be accurate, some inaccurate. If they attack the free enterprise system and capitalism, I think they'll find themselves on the short end of that argument. I am proud of the fact that in the years that I was at the firm that I helped found, Bain Capital,
yes.
Every investment we made was designed to grow the enterprise and make it more successful.
By firing bunches of
people. Yes, by destroying
like
American
for instance,
lives.
At Clear Channel Radio. Yes. Lots of...
point is I made a profit.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yeah, he did very well, but he fired lots of people and left companies in debt.
Yeah.
But he made lots of money, so good for him.
See, I believe in capitalism.
Okay. Romney on the president again.
He's been the most divisive president I've ever seen.
Oh,
he has attacked one American after another, one group after another. He creates these straw men and says that Republicans believe this terrible thing and aren't they awful. He went after insurance company executives, Wall Street, all these bad people he finds out there. Look, Americans are not going to be a powerful and vibrant economic engine with a powerful middle class if we attack one another.
He's mean to people. And corporations are people, my friends. Well, why is he so mean to corporations?
Wow.
Okay.
Out of touch much?
Yeah, I know. Romney argued Gingrich isn't strong enough to withstand the criticism. Did you hear this one? He said, this is politics. If you can't stand the heat in this little kitchen, wait until Obama's Hell's Kitchen turns out the heat.
All right.
Romney, by the way, he spent much of this year declining to weigh in on any of these hot-button fiscal issues. He stayed out of the summertime fight over raising the debt ceiling, urging cooperation, but stopping short of endorsing the House GOP's. And then he eventually opposed the deal. In the spring, he was initially reluctant to embrace Paul Ryan's budget proposal. Since then, he's endorsed parts of it. He literally is on every side of every issue.
Wow.
The man has absolutely no core principles of any kind. Mitt Romney.
My own view is that now we've tried a lot of efforts to try and restrict what can be given to campaigns. We'd be a lot wiser to say you can give what you'd like to a campaign. They must report it immediately. And the creation of these independent expenditure committees that have to be separate from the candidate, that's just a bad idea.
Wow. Yeah, basically, he's if campaign donors are any sign, Mitt Romney is the runaway campaign favorite of billionaires and Wall Street bankers. Wall Street has flooded his campaign with donations, and a massive 10% of all American billionaires donated to his campaign. So it should come as no surprise. He said that in an interview to Chuck Todd. He called for the super wealthy. Did you hear that? To be able to give unlimited sums of money directly to candidates. My own view is you heard that. We've had tried a lot of efforts to try and restrict what can be given to campaigns. We'd be a lot wiser to say you can give what you like.
Wow.
To campaign. Wow. Citizens United, only more. Yeah, more money in elections. That's what we need.
He needs a personal trainer to work on his core principles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The richest have the loudest voice in
yes.
the country.
Yes.
What's your problem?
Why
do you hate capitalism?
Where's your beef? Yeah.
We're much more important than you.
As you know, I happen to support the idea of extending the payroll tax holiday. I don't think this is going to change the economy, but it's certainly going to help a lot of people in tough times. In this Obama economy, this is the last time to raise taxes. We don't want to raise taxes in a time like this.
No. So
that was yesterday.
Yes. So will you condemn the GOP? No.
Did he take like three different positions in that one sentence?
Yes.
It kind of seemed like he was going around in a couple of circles there.
Of course I'm for it.
Yes.
I'm for being against it, except when I'm not.
At least Gingrich has an opinion.
This is an example of why people are sick of Washington and sick of politics. You know, they can't figure out how to pass a one-year extension so the Senate leaves town. I mean, it is an absurd dereliction of duty, and it's gameplay.
Yeah, here's what they're trying to do, though. See, they're all the same. People hate Congress, so they're all the same, Democrats and Republicans. This time, not really.
Computer says no.
Not really. People are kind of getting the difference. I think this just in, according to the most recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll, 42% called this Congress the worst ever, this Republican
worst
Congress.
Worst ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another 33% called the Congress below average. And I believe slightly more popular is...
Chlamydia?
Yes.
Well... Granted, I don't think people remember what went on in the 1893 Congress. That could be
yes.
the worst ever.
Could have been, sure.
But who remembers
or
that?
Perhaps, here's what I love. That Newt Gingrich, for instance, is arguing he's a proven leader for having battled Bill Clinton in the 90s. He usually doesn't mention that as House Speaker he bore much of the blame for the federal government twice shutting down when he could not agree to a budget. So you're like going, yes, if you wanted to run exactly like this again, we could elect you. Sure.
I pretty much destroyed the government twice, frankly, and I'll do it again.
Yeah. Oh, looky, here's a Mitt Romney being tough on illegal immigrants. He says he would deport President Obama's uncle. So let me get this straight. He couldn't get them off his own lawn, but he would deport the president's uncle. Remember who was charged with drunk driving.
That's because his uncle isn't of use to him in cutting the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why he'd deport him.
For Pete's sake.
Okay. For Pete's sake, don't you know how to use a leaf blower? Get back to Kenya.
For Pete's sake, I'm running for president. Okay, it's not that they're not focused on the really important issues, like the White House Christmas card, which features Bo, the White House dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in front of the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Lots of poinsettias around.
Yes.
Ooh, which is not good. No crucifixes!
Flanked by Christmas presents, Christmassy ribbons, pine wreaths, bulb, things like that. Sarah Palin.
It's actually a beautiful card.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. Very Norman Rockwell-y. With Bo there. Mm-hmm. Who's a good boy?
Yeah, don't let Bo eat the poinsettias, though.
No.
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 Sarah Palin told Fox News she found the card to be a bit unusual.
In that there were no depictions
seriously?
Of Jesus bleeding on the cross.
They're just about to give millions of Americans a tax increase and no job,
and
no
they're complaining
unemployment
about the Christmas card.
Really? She said it's odd.
George Bush had secular Christmas cards that he put out.
Wondering why the president's Christmas card highlights his dog instead of traditions
instead
like family, faith, and freedom.
Oh, God.
What? Palin said the majority of Americans can appreciate the more traditional American foundational values illustrated and displayed on Christmas cards and on a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God.
As for the Obama card, she replied, it's just a different way of thinking that comes out of the White House.
George Bush sent a card with a picture of the White House with a bush with snow on it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Where's the faith and family and freedom there, Sarah Palin?
I think the important question is, why do you hate puppies?
The faith and family freedom is implied.
Why do you hate puppies, Cruella de Vil? Why?
She didn't like it because there wasn't a picture of Jesus bleeding on the cross.
Stop it.
Jim.
Oh, Jim Louise.
Okay, baby Jesus bleeding on a cross.
Okay.
Are you happy now?
That's awful. Stop it.
Maybe we should go on vacation now. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See? We're having a nice time.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Scott in Seattle. Hi, Scott.
Stephanie, I really want to know from Sarah Palin, who embodies faith, family, and pure freedom more than a dog?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Dog. I know when people say to me, oh, your dogs are like your children. They're not like my children. They are my children. Dogs are part of your family.
She is, and we have already got her Christmas presents and stocking stuffers, and she's looking at me now because she knows I'm talking about her.
Who's getting the Christmas rawhide? Good girl. Okay, all right.
Doctor for pulling sleds through the snow, if you don't have a snow machine.
Oh, by the way,
what?
I need advice from you two.
Oh?
I forgot Julie in Seattle alerting me. Steph, I hope you got Oreo and that other black and white couch ornament, some sort of fancy cat Christmas present. Teeny boppers like Lisa are sentimental about their pets. Cats don't care for rawhides, by the way.
Nope.
They do like giant unsightly towers covered with carpet they can launch aerial attacks from, stuff like that.
You know what they also love?
What?
Cardboard boxes.
Oh, yeah.
They will play.
You can't get them cardboard boxes.
You know what? That's their favorite thing in the world.
One of my cats loves shopping bags. You know, reusable, recyclable shopping bags. He crawls in there.
I've bought Jazz so many different
and
toys.
And they just like the box it comes in?
Exactly. Yeah. So
I won't seem cheap or anything?
No, you really won't.
Here's a box.
You will make that cat the happiest it has ever been if you just get it a cardboard box.
Okay. Mike in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie and guys. I got a Christmas card from, what's her name? Sarah Palin.
Oh, good.
And it showed her picture shooting dogs from a helicopter.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Pardon me.
Well,
yeah, there's all those. You know, why Santa's not using reindeer or something. There's lots of cards with Sarah Palin and a gun, which are festive. Okay, let's go to Brian in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, did you guys notice in that Mitt Romney clip where he was talking about how Obama would attack him, and he said some of it would be true and some of it wouldn't be true?
Yeah.
So he was on both sides of that issue, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and by the way, I just bought the download for the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Yes.
First clip for you. The funniest thing ever. I recommend this to anybody in Steph Land right now.
Get the CD right now.
In Stefflandia. All right. Thank you, Brian. Yeah, because we're the number one comedy album on Billboard. Billboard actually wrote me. They were nonplussed.
Yes.
Because we just went on sale Friday. We have no advertising, and we have no physical CD.
They were like, what is this?
They're like, what is this that's number one on our chart?
you might get a virtual Grammy.
I don't know. Anyway, but thank you. And Amazon having a price war. Go to Amazon.com. They just lowered it to $4.99.
It's cheaper there than iTunes right now.
Because they're trying to, I think they have that philosophy. People come in, then they'll buy other stuff, so they don't even care if they lose money on it.
Whatever.
Amazon sells a lot more other kinds of stuff than just music.
Yes, please, buy some other crap, won't you? As long as you buy the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
That's right.
All right, in a bid to end a worsening standoff over extending a tax break for Americans, President Obama called Boehner. Do you think he was drunk?
Yeah.
Something about not here. How do you sell...
Down at Barfi's Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Who is it?
Who's next to me? Don't even think of calling me before the first of the year.
He's got himself in a corner, don't he? He showed no immediate signs of backing down on his demand that Congress tackle the long-term deal before it expires at year's end, as calls for compromise from his own party grow. Obama and many economists say that the payroll tax cut is crucial to the country's fragile economic recovery. Jay Carney said the president reiterated the need and his commitment to work with Congress to extend the payroll tax cuts for the entire year. Meanwhile, House Republicans have been coming under heavy fire from fellow Senate Republicans and conservatives over their refusal to consider the two-month deal, which was... Jay Carney.
Follow the advice of numerous Republican senators. Follow the advice of the Wall Street editorial page. Words I never thought I'd speak. Follow the advice of Senators McCain and Corker and Grassley and others and pass the bipartisan compromise. Make sure that Americans don't have their taxes go up on January 1st.
Speaking following people's advice, Hans Blix rebuts the West's claims on Iran's nuclear plan. Where have you heard this before?
Uh-oh.
Weapons of mass destruction.
A political historian said Obama doesn't have that much to offer right now. The Republicans are the ones that have come out looking bad. Obama isn't putting much on the table but beyond saying, think twice about this and let's reach an agreement. I love this. Obama seemed to agree. After the calls to Boehner and Reid, he went Christmas shopping with the family dog, Bo. Yeah, and by the way, for the family values party, you're keeping him away from his family. He's waiting for him in Hawaii. He's been there several days, you bastards. Jay Carney.
We urge the House leadership, Speaker Boehner, to reconsider that position, to allow the Senate bill to come up, to allow the House of Representatives to vote on it, because we are confident that it would pass with both Democratic and Republican support.
Yeah, I love the Wall Street Journal has urged Republicans to cut their losses and find a way to extend the payroll holiday quickly. The editorial, as we've been citing, called the GOP's payroll tax fiasco, suggests widespread anxiety among conservatives over how House Republicans have handled this. It was my Christmas present, this article. Oh, where's my Christmas music? Wall Street Journal, the GOP's payroll tax fiasco. GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell famously said a year ago his main task is to make sure that President Obama would not be reelected. Given how he and Boehner have handled the payroll tax debate, we wonder if they might end up reelecting the president before the 2012 campaign even begins in earnest. O.T. and then a he. The GOP leaders have somehow managed a remarkable feat of being blamed for opposing a one-year extension of tax holiday. They are surely going to pass. This is no easy double play. Republicans have also achieved the small miracle of letting Mr. Obama position himself as an election year tax cutter. The entire exercise is political, but Republicans have thoroughly botched the politics. Republicans also failed to put together a unified House and Senate strategy. Senate Republicans say Boehner signed off on a two-month extension, but House members revolted over the weekend, so the Speaker flipped within 24 hours. Already four GOP senators rejected the House position, and the political rout will only get worse. Mr. Obama is in a stronger re-election position today than he was a year ago. The chances of Mr. McConnell becoming majority leader in 2013 are declining.
I just have to go back in my terrarium.
At this stage, Republicans would best to cut their losses and find a way to extend the payroll tax holiday.
Meanwhile,
Grampy's very angry that the president went Christmas shopping for his daughters. Bastard! How dare you!
Yeah, John McCain has just gone round the bend. Yeah, wow. What else is he supposed to do, right? That was awesome, too, watching him shop. They asked if he wanted, a Best Buy card.
Yeah, if he'd like to open up a Best Buy card.
And as a fiscal conservative, did he say yes? Oh, here, do we have the president shopping at Best Buy, in fact?
I don't have a Best Buy card, but I do have a credit card, and I've got cash, too. Let me try, let's see if my credit card still works. Now, it'll be really embarrassing if it doesn't go through.
I loved him shopping with Bo, picking out dog toys.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, Bo got a big Robin Hood. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Join the party, won't ya? The pre-Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa party.
Mm-hmm.
StephanieMiller.com, Stephanie Miller on Facebook and on Twitter. SexyLiberal.com, SexyLiberal on Facebook, SexyLiberal on Twitter. Check it out. Follow me, stalk me, whatever. All right. The gifts that just keep on giving Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa. Mike and Raleigh has sent us the best of Mike and Raleigh montage. A look back at the year.
With Stephanie, the producer, too. The voice deity and his wife,
Johnny Quo. It's Bachman's Get Some Over Guys.
And we make it up again every day. I look at all the sexy
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome. Try Red Statistone, the first mobile app designed especially to translate right-wing talk into English.
In 1514, we took a little trip to start the revolution on the mighty Mississippi.
Thank you for selecting Herman Cain. And thank you for using. This is all turning into some kind of bad movie phone.
I don't like taxes.
I'm afraid of brown people.
There's no such thing as nuance at Tea Party Harmony.
Good thing she's covered with Romney Care.
No.
Romney Care.
That wouldn't die.
He is the most Caucasian man in the world.
I don't always drink beer. I don't ever drink beer.
Here on Stephanie's Show.
Thank you, Mike and Raleigh. Awesome. And thank you, Shano and Danielle. All the great promos this year. Oh, I'm in a festive...
And Kenny Cleveland, he's done
Kenny
some great...
Kenny Pick. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm in a festive holiday nostalgic mood. And Mike and Raleigh, also, Jim, this is for you. Sometimes Jim starts to imitate with his genius Rick Perry. I thought you might need this bed to accompany him for these moments, the little dumber boy. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's three agencies of government. When I got there, they're gone. Commerce, education, and what's the third one there? Let's see. I can't. Third one. Can't. Sorry. Oops. Is it the Mitt Romney that was on the side of against the Second Amendment before he was for the... Was it before the social programs from the he was standing up for Voe v. Wade, whatever. Oops. It's a theory. It's out there. It got some gaps in it. See, in Texas, we teach both creativity and evolutionism.
All right, that's enough, I think. Thank you. Those are actual Rick Perry.
Well, I manipulated them somewhat, but.
By the way, Rick Perry said he prays before campaign events in Iowa to ask God to help him deliver an error-free performance. I pray a lot, he said, because I'm prone to make a lot of mistakes.
Oops.
I'm not a smart man.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
Stupid is a stupid does.
I think it's almost time for Rick Perry to go home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Juarez is reported to be the most dangerous city in America.
Sir, it's in Mexico.
Oops.
Oops.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. Oops.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. Oh, boy. All right. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, sexy liberals. Thank you so much. Let's see. Peter writes, just bought the incredibly hilariously recently purchased sexy liberal comedy album. Happiest Holidays from Peter and Peggy. We'll see you for the second time at the Chicago Theater in March. Yep. Peter, oh, March 3rd. Very exciting. All Chicago Blues All-Stars playing for us again. Rasha says, Steph, I finally get to go to a sex club. I can't wait in Portland. That's the first one up, January 7th in Portland. I'm attending solo. Telling you, people, because they're getting a lot of sexy liberal strange.
Yep.
Any ideas where I might find other Oregonians who are also attending alone who might want to meet up before the show? I'm telling you, it happens spontaneously. It is, it's love and sex and magic, sexy liberal. There's, it's a, yeah. It's,
also, bathroom stalls.
Hello.
You can find them there.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Portland up, up first in January. Oh, and then coming up next, Philly.
Philadelphia, we progressives hold these truths to be self-evident. That all sexy liberals are created equal, and that we are endowed by the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, laughter, and the pursuit of silliness. On February 4th, 2012, the comedy tour that is taking the country by storm will perform live at the Merriam Theater, featuring John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and the tastiest of all tasty cakes, Stephanie Miller.
Yummy!
Tickets are available online at KimmelCenter.org or by calling 215-893-1999.
Nah, nah, nah.
Philadelphia, come show your favorite progressives some of your brotherly love. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour on February 4th at the Merriam Theater. Philly, these liberals will be sure to ring your Liberty Bell.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Oh, I just found my favorite Perry quote.
Yes.
George W. Bush did an incredible job in the presidency defending us from freedom.
Oops. He's awesome. He's just so awesome.
You got it right for a change.
All right. Phoenix up next. That's sold out. Sorry. Chicago. And then Albuquerque. Madison almost sold out, just announced yesterday. That's in April. Minneapolis up in, what you call it, May. Boston in June. L.A. July. Seattle in September. My mama's birthday, September 29th.
Yep.
Okay, check it out. All right. And can I have my loving holiday music? Thank you, everybody in San Francisco. Oh, Mike and Raleigh wrote a Christmas poem about me. Getting replaced right after Christmas by Glenn Beck on my San Francisco station. Then I moved to 7 to 10 p.m.
Yes. Just in San Francisco, though.
Just in San Francisco.
Yep.
'Twas the week after Christmas and all through the city. Not a creature was listening because Glenn Beck is so Okay, it's funny.
You just snorted.
All right. Wally from San Mateo writes, Glenn Beck, OMG, what do you, WTF, LOL. And then a bunch of other ones I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the Bay Area. Thank God I subscribed to the podcast, only $4.95 of them, and I imagine those will be going way up. My wife and I went to the Saturday Sexy Liberal at the Orpheum, photo attached. Oh, there's Joan Walsh. It's beautiful. We had an awesome time. Now your show is being replaced by Glenn Beck. I remember in 2008 when your show was cut back, when it was cut back. It only lasted about 2 weeks, my prediction.
That's right.
Maybe there's a betting pool on how long. As a loyal listener to Green 960, I will be respectful. Thank you. And let them know I am disappointed with this decision. Well, thank you. You're being very sexy liberals. Be kind, be empathetic. Lots of people have bosses and decisions are made, and just be respectful and positive. There
right.
you go.
Can you imagine how nuts Glenn Beck would get if you've been replaced
by you?
Before he actually gets replaced.
Yeah.
Oh, he might. He's known to be a little close to the edge as it is.
Yes.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Thanks.
Just weeping at
Maybe I could call him to give him the news. I'll call his radio show to give him the news if that were...
Glenn, don't bother coming into work today.
Okay.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little finish! Get off my phone! I don't care! You people don't care! I'm gonna lose my mind today!
You better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because we're throwing them over the ground right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he is 10 kinds of crazy.
Will you come home and go?
I'd forgotten all about that bit.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, my music. This is this hour's example
Your
of
music?
A respectful letter.
Respectful letter music. Okay.
Yeah.
Music is kind of a wide category.
Matthew, even in Brooklyn, writing to whom it may concern. Another polite Stephanie Miller chipmunk.
Hello.
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 Thank you. No, thank you.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
I have some suggestions.
Uh-oh.
Even though I live in New York, I listen to your stream every weekday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to be able to hear Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and Norman Goldman without having to change stations. I have a few other choices via the web, but I like hearing your news and local announcements, even visited websites of some of your local sponsors for gift ideas for Bay Area relatives and friends. I am very unhappy with your lineup change. I find it extremely hard to believe the people of San Francisco are demanding to listen to a host like Glenn Beck, who sounds like he's on the verge of a psychotic episode. Sincerely, Matt. Oh, let's see, Nancy, just the subject line is Og. No.
Og?
Glenn Beck, San Francisco, huh? I am Stephanie's screwcap wine supporter. I wrote a polite note to Clear Channel, which probably wasn't very effective since I had to restrain myself. Put the first one in the draft folder.
That's right.
And then write the polite chipmunk letter.
Yep.
Or phone call, whichever it is. Oh, okay. I obviously will not be tuning into Drive Time in January, as my radio will self-destruct at the sound of Beck's voice. You know what? It's just, I'm saying, these are cautionary letters that they may want to consider. Sean writing, Steph, truly appalled and won't be able to, I don't want my ears to bleed listening to Glenn Beck. I'm an ER room nurse. If I had to listen to him, I would end up as a patient in my ER with some self-inflicted wound.
Or accidentally stabbing someone with a scalpel.
Leanne writes, I'm sorry that douchebag Glenn Beck has slammed his way into your time slot. I would gouge out my ears first before I would listen to his claptrap. So many things they may want to consider. Self-inflicted injuries. Oh, this was the letter that most interested me. Dear program manager, I just heard the news you're bumping Stephanie Miller for Glenn Beck. Really? This is Mark from Sonoma Cutrer Vineyards. Mark, in the meantime, you can send Mama a case or two to get her through this stressful time.
What vineyards were that again, Stephanie?
Sonoma Cutrer.
Sonoma?
Sonoma Cutrer. One of Mama's favorites. Oh, thank you.
Did that survive the trip
I'm
home?
I'm sure that will ease the pain. Yes.
It did?
Yes. I was telling the story,
otherwise,
but
otherwise, it would have been Sonoma shattered.
Yeah. That would have been embarrassing had anyone seen how much wine I had in the back of my car. And I was driving like I had an infant in the car. I was just, like, very slow.
Can I have an estimate as to how much lot of wine is?
Like just 5 cases or something.
More than that? Oh,
10
my
cases?
God. Stephanie, 10 cases?
Stephanie,
10 cases of wine?
Oh, no, it was not that much. It was not that much.
Turn your gym into a wine cellar.
Yeah!
I was calling them out by name to see if everyone was okay at every stop.
Who buys 10 cases of wine?
It was not 10!
Okay, it was only 8.
Julie sends us... Move On has this new graphic out today highlighting a timely quote.
She did not protest that one. 8 cases?
From one of the people we used to call statesmen-like Republican leaders, like your dad in Goldwater. Not that he could get Eric Cantor's attention away from people wearing white after Labor Day and other bitch face issues.
Yeah.
But Jim, who said... Oops, sorry. Who said, should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws and farm programs, you would not hear of that party again in our political history. There is a tiny splinter group, of course, that believes you can do these things. Their number is negligible, and they're stupid. Who said that?
William Howard Taft.
No. Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, well.
Stephanie?
Yes?
Someone in the chat room says transporting that much wine is illegal without a permit.
Oops. Really?
Yeah.
Yikes. Too late now.
Uh-oh.
You'll never get me, Copper.
Top of the world, Ma. Top of the world.
18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you? Don't you?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Sam in Los Angeles, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not so good, Stephanie.
Uh-oh.
Not so good.
I
could be better, though. I'm hoping we can work out a deal here.
Okay, all right.
You see, I came to the Sexy Liberal tour in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
I plan on coming again in July.
Yes, sir.
And it's a great show. I love it. I think everyone should go.
Yes.
My issue, Stephanie, is that I actually bought the download as well from iTunes.
Yes.
And I'm actually your single gay black dad at the Stephanie Middle Show.
Thank you, sir.
And I paid $9.99 for the download.
Yep.
And now it's on Amazon for $4.99.
So I owe you
$9.99.
So you owe me at least $5.
I owe you $5. Okay,
come
done.
I got a kid, Stephanie. How do I feed my kid?
I'll give you your five spot back. Sorry, I didn't know they were going to lower the price. I apologize. I'll have that on me at the Pantages when I see you next.
All right.
All right.
That sounds good to me.
All right. I give lap dances to the whole front two rows. I'll just pay you for it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That'll be
okay.
Work. That'll
right.
Be better work.
Right.
I think I should be in the second row.
All right. All right. I don't know what I'm
doing.
Yeah,
what did you just agree to there?
It's pre-vacation. It's time for singing dogs and right-wing talking points.
Some would say, socialistic. Some would say,
smoking pot. Commie pinkos.
Job readers, some would say,
class warfare.
Some would say,
Marxist thugs and lawbreakers.
Some would say,
dog whistle.
Mick in Toledo. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Stephanie. Listen, I have a request.
Yes.
You guys are talking about that maniac Glenn Beck, and he does a Christmas show every year here in Toledo. He does a live show.
Oh, and that's right, the Christmas sweater or some crap.
Yeah, something weird like that. But seeing as how he's bumped you there in San Francisco, I was thinking maybe you could do like a sexy liberal Christmas show.
Yeah, Christmas Hanukkah thong
next year. I know you couldn't do it this year.
All right, well,
enough time.
I will take that under advisement, sir. Okay.
Yeah,
I could call it the sexy liberal Christmas Hanukkah thong.
Whatever.
All right, fine.
What?
Fine.
He does a show called The Christmas Sweater? What
yes.
is that? What,
I don't
what's
know.
What's that
it's
consist
some
of?
Drippy thing with his psychotic ravings. All right.
Does that have to do with a sweater? Is it like a fashion show?
I don't. It's
one
some.
Christmas.
It's, he cries. What? He always cries.
One
I don't
Christmas,
know.
My mother made me a sweater.
God, he does cry at the top of a hat, doesn't he?
Has he ever interviewed John Boner? Because
right
that just like
oh.
is just two men just weeping.
Great.
Just.
And I wore that sweater to a tavern.
You probably can't understand any of the interviews.
Yeah.
It's just two guys blubbering at a bar. Oh. All right. Hey, speaking of Christmas, here's the president shopping at Best Buy.
In case you guys are wondering, Just Dance for the Wii. The girls beat me every time on these various dance games. So I'm gonna. Yeah. And you guys will never get a picture of me doing it because I get graded F every time.
Oh. As John Dougal Singh says, you can. That's how you know he's half white if you've seen him dance.
Yeah, that's true. He has an overbite when he dances.
He has a white man overbite. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Exactly.
No, but John McCain's. Look at that one shopping for Christmas presents for his daughters. Bastard! How dare he!
Oh, boy.
Yeah, John McCain
go
is always.
Virginia.
He's always had his wife's people go out and shop for him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Oh, here is John McCain beating up on the Republicans, though, for a change.
We urge.
Pardon me.
I think we have to recognize reality, and that is we are not going to see the payroll tax cut expire on the 1st of January. And we have to accommodate to that reality. It is harming the Republican Party. It is harming the view, if it's possible, anymore of the American people about Congress. And we got to get this thing resolved, and with the realization that the payroll tax cut must remain in effect.
Mm.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Take
okay.
that, Boner. The Boner yesterday.
We're here. We're ready to work. We're looking for our counterparts to sit down with us so that we can do what the president, bipartisan leaders in the House and Senate all want, and that's to extend the payroll tax cut for one
year. That was just at a photo op. He got a long table.
A big, long, shiny table.
Sat some Republicans around it and said, where are the
here
Democrats? Where are the Democrats? He didn't tell the Democrats that they were meeting.
Of course not.
Oh,
he just wanted
a
photo op to make himself look better.
Decided that they're not going to be here. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. We have two chambers of the Congress. We have the House and the Senate. The House produced a bill exactly what the president asked for. The Senate only produced a two-month bill. The process is to sit down and resolve those differences.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's the
look at this big empty table.
The Republicans want a full year. When the Democrats only want 2 months.
Do you think he, like, rejected some tables that were smaller? I said, really big table. So it looks like we're really working hard. Okay, 29 minutes.
Wow. Poor fella.
Poor little feller. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I dressed up like Santa Claus and left a present in her chimney.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Wow, our listeners are helpers. Jackie in Buffalo, I was listening and heard you talk about trying to buy cat gifts, because I've never bought cat gifts before.
Right.
For my girlfriend's cats, and so she said, I own a pet company, and there's a great cat gift called Big Mama's Scratchy Box.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay. My God.
That's, yeah.
That sounds like...
had that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
It's a box with corrugated cardboard inside.
Cats love that. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you don't have to spend any money. Just get a...
Get an actual box.
Get a cardboard box. And be happy. Seriously.
And watch the fun.
Yes.
And watch the fun. Okay.
And catnip. Cardboard box and catnip.
You know what, though? Jazz doesn't like
He's
catnip.
Immune to catnip.
Immune to catnip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Julie in Seattle sent us some homegrown stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Crack.
We have some in our yard.
Yeah. All right. Senator Bob Corker, Republican of Tennessee.
Just get it over with and move on, because now it's been framed as a tax increase, which it's not.
Yeah. So, literally Senate Republicans now saying, oh, would you stop being such douche nozzles in the House?
Someone in the chat room says, scratchy box? Have you tried Cepacol?
Yeah, well, exactly. No, that and you need penicillin.
Oh, I see.
That.
Okay.
That's not a... Only for your throat.
I see. Gotcha.
Big Mama's scratchy box. Okay. Oh, goodness. All right. Not since I've worked as a dancer at the Itchy Kitty in Reseda.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have I been so entertained? Did you see this story? Speaking of this, what is it called? The GOP tax fiasco. Boner's office cuts the feed.
Yeah.
That's good. Just, yeah, you know you're really in a disaster. Just cut the feed. During a quick pro forma session of the House, Republicans rebuffed the Democratic attempt to force an up or down vote on the Senate-passed payroll tax holiday extension, which Republicans have refused to allow. So Steny Hoyer, have you seen this on TV? He said, Mr. Speaker, you're walking away just as so many Republicans have walked away from middle-class taxpayers and the unemployed. We regret, Mr. Speaker, that you've walked off the platform without addressing this issue of critical importance to this country. Moments later, the mic appeared to cut out. Yeah. You know that happens.
And then the camera cut out.
Yeah. A few seconds after that, the video feed switched away from the House floor to a still image of the Capitol Dome.
Sounds like something they do in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, look. Oh, it's a pretty picture of the Capitol. It appears someone in Boner's office cut the feed, as C-SPAN tweeted afterwards. C-SPAN has no control over the U.S. House TV cameras.
Wow.
The Speaker of the House, John.
It was an accident. I spilled bourbon on him.
Sorry.
If he doesn't like you, he just wishes you away.
Into the cornfield.
I wish you in the cornfield, because you're a bad man.
Seriously, how is this going to end now? I mean, he's literally painted himself into a corner.
Yeah, I suspect he's going to resign.
An orange paint term.
I think he's just going to...
He's going to quit?
He's just going to have a mental breakdown and have to go away.
He'll just be somewhere
the basket
weeping.
Basket weavers their thumbs and toes and are coming to take me away. Ha-ha!
He thought it was a joke
just
when I...
He's somewhere where he can hear pretty
you
birds.
Make me flick my lid. Right? But then you let me anyhow, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind.
And?
Very nice.
They're coming to take me away.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought I had it.
Take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha ha.
It's the Dr. Demento Show.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Speaking of drinking, I was mentioning my a little trip with my children. My new bottles of wine yesterday.
Your illegal trip?
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
I don't think it was illegal.
Maybe you were one bottle under.
That could be.
I don't think I've done this. Madonna brought her own wine and glasses to a New York City restaurant. She and her boyfriend dined out. Surprise fellow guest when she whipped out her own bottle of...
Is your boyfriend old enough to drink?
Yes, this one is. He's 25.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Almost half her age. Kind of like you, Steph.
What's your... Wait. Okay, this part I love. Madonna recently claimed she'll only date men who her children will respect. She said, I need to keep this in mind. What is this person modeling to my sons? What kind of values does he have?
Not many if he's dating you.
Yeah.
This is someone that's worn nipple cones and did a book with... naked and... Yes. What kind of values is this person modeling that my... What, have your kids watched any of your concerts, for God's sakes?
Wow.
Okay. All right, and then this story, just because it's about farting. This is how you can tell end of the year, Chris. Seeds and stems for everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did Whoopi Goldberg fart on air?
That was in the actual AP story.
Yes. Uh-huh. View. By the way, we should get our holiday fart music ready to salute her. View co-host Whoopi Goldberg let one rip reportedly while taping a segment with Homeland star Claire Danes. She said, excuse me, I just let a frog out of there. Danes looked surprised and confused.
What?
ABC reps say Goldberg was just kidding.
Sure.
A rep said it was a joke. Every time there's a fun noise, she pretends it was her. Is what the ABC rep told the Huffington Post. I, you know, even so, we wish Whoopi and all the girls a joyous. Oh.
Wow.
Yikes.
Ah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. No.
Oh.
Okay. All right. That's probably good.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was like a game to see how long you were going to let that go.
Yeah.
The liquid ones are.
Yeah. I think I cut out of there just before that.
Yeah.
The liquid ones. Ew.
Even worse. All right. Everybody's in such a lovely... Sorry about the carpet. Okay.
It was a callback to 1997.
Yeah, some bit we did 1,000 years ago. Hey, we should play Linda the Big-Ass Reindeer just for old time's sake.
There's a reindeer on TV just
what's
now.
Not,
just
what's more
that.
Current than Linda Tripp humor? All right.
Okay.
Come on, my holiday music, please.
Sure.
I'm just saying, people are in such a loving, giving holiday... and you know what makes a terrific gift? The Stephcast, only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance, addition to the sexy liberal comedy album. Daniel writes, Steph, I listen to podcasts only... I live in Red State Hell, you may know it, Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, yes, eek, where my Republican mom lives with her... Oh, by the way,
what?
I just sent her a delightful holiday bouquet from redenvelope.com.
Ah.
Please type Stephanie in the box, won't you? It's a winter bouquet. And I told her that that's what her bird has, like, a forest to masturbate in now. He doesn't have to masturbate in his cage like he normally does to Fox News.
Right.
He now has an entire, like, winter Christmas forest to masturbate in. He can feel like he's back masturbating in the wild like he used to.
He's got a masturbatorium.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, let's see, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's why I'm writing, living here in the city where the DNC is going to be. That's right, for 2012. I already told my mom I'm coming early to hang out with my mom and her Republican masturbating bird.
Who's his favorite, Megyn Kelly?
I think Gretchen Carlson is. Ooh. That's, yeah, he's a love bird, which love in his case does mean likes to rub one out to Gretchen Carlson. Okay, I've been breathlessly waiting for the Sexy Liberal Show to come to my home. I'm so grateful for the album. As soon as I saw it on Facebook, I went onto iTunes on my iPad and downloaded it. I laughed until it hurt, and I was punching my coworker in the arm and the back because it was so funny. Don't do that.
What?
No punching. No punching. Wow, that coworker, I'm guessing, really, really hates me at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's a really... Oh, my God!
Oh,
my God!
Great.
You got to hear this T-Rex. No, stop it. Quit it. Come to Charlotte. Show us how we can be sexy again. Find our mojo. We could have that maybe at the DNC. We'll have to have some sexy liberal films looking into that, perhaps. All right. And then one last loving holiday letter.
Oh.
Footsie,
footsie?
I'm just reading this because you guys are going to mock me for clearly how old I am, and perhaps he is. Thank you for being the best show on the radio, better than everything on TV, too. Wow.
Wow, that's...
Just wanted to add my thanks from the bottom of my heart for what you guys bring to the airwaves and how it touches all of us. It's a treasure. Steph is a genuine Hall of Fame quality comic on a par in her medium with the luminaries like Groucho, Jack Benny, Buster Keaton, and Mae West.
Enough said. Enough said.
In other words, you're old.
I'm old. I'm the Buster Keaton.
That's right.
I do the best physical comedy on the radio. Mae West. Yikes.
Aye.
All right. 40, thank you for all your all the kind letters and cards. All right, 44 minutes after the hour, right back for the waning moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
A whole new level of disturbing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
This hour of the show brought to you by British Police Uniforms LA. British Police Uniforms LA are astounded to be among the top 20 police uniforms websites. Is it the advertising power of this show, or are there only 20 such sites? We're too discreet to say.
Thank you. 49 minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Tomorrow, Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang?
Absolutely.
Indeed, for our last show before the holidays, which is always a tad bit unhinged.
Well, yeah.
So tune in for our last day.
It's never been
as we crawl across the finish line. For instance, I don't know why, it's just a holiday tradition here, where we play a really old Christmas bit from our show several years ago. this was when Carlos Alzraki and you came in.
Yes.
I don't know why. It's just been one of our favorites because that was back during the Clinton impeachment. And Linda Tripp was just a favorite target of ours.
Yes.
And why not?
Coming to CBS this holiday season, it's Linda Tripp in Linda the Big Ass Reindeer.
Linda the Big Ass Reindeer had a big humongous ass.
Pull, Linda, pull for Santa.
I tried, but I can't get my ass off the ground.
Because
I'm too big.
Because
I don't have
a
voice. Not my fault.
Damn it, you fat bitch. Pull.
Oh, cute. He thinks I'm cute.
Mush, you big blubbery whale. I said mush.
Oh, I hate my life. And I know all the taping and I got nothing.
Mush, damn you! Mush!
All this pulling is making me hungry. Reindeer venison.
Hey, stop eating my reindeer, you pig! Oh, Donner, Blitzen, Dasher!
Linda the Big Ass Reindeer, coming soon on CBS.
No evidence that Linda Tripp ever sounded like that.
No.
No.
We just wanted her to. But for years when we were eating in the studio, one of us would go, hoofs.
Hoofs, hoofs.
I got hoof. Okay. All right. So, hey, this is, you know, Rick Santorum, Frothy,
yes.
He's kind of got himself a niche already in that he's always, you know, bringing up the rear in the
so to speak,
Republican field. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he now is saying, I'm for income inequality.
Oh.
He's trying that out.
Great. Why? Huh?
He said they talk about income inequality. I'm for income inequality. I think some people should make more than other people because some people work harder and have better ideas, can take more risk, and they should be rewarded for it. I have no problem with income inequality. President Obama is for income inequality. That's socialism.
What?
It's worse yet. It's Marxism. Huh? Wow, you are really...
You are an idiot!
So...
Of course some people are always going to make more money. That's not what this is about. It is we are at historically low tax rates, particularly for the top 1%.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst income inequality we've had since the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody did a study in ancient Rome. It was better than it is in this country right now.
Mm-hmm. So? Santorum's a douche.
As long as I'm winning, as long as I have my money, I don't care. I'm clearly smarter than everyone else and working harder.
There's the Christmas spirit. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God.
Aren't there any workhouses? Aren't there any prisons?
All
right. Screw you.
I got mine,
Jack.
Do you have my flipper music, please? Yeah. I don't even know where to. This is almost just getting too easy, isn't it, Jim, with Mitt Romney? I don't. You know when people say, oh, he's the most electable? I don't. Seriously? Can he survive having flip-flopped on every single issue?
No. Yes. No. Maybe.
This one from Mediaite. Mitt Romney been busted. Candidate like myself would have done the Bin Laden raid, except the 2007 Mitt Romney.
Oh.
Mediaite saying at Christmas time it's comforting to know that Mitt Romney interview is the gift that keeps on giving. Host Chuck Todd on Wednesday drew out a lot out of the candidate with his deceptively easygoing style. Todd asked Romney about the notion that any president would have carried out the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, and Romney said, I think other presidents and other candidates like myself would do exactly the same thing. Shockingly, Mitt Romney from 4 years ago sang a completely different tune, as did almost all of the president's opponents at the time, Republican or Democratic. You said something interesting, Chris Wallace, about the bin Laden decision by the president, Todd said. You said any president would have made that decision. What did you mean by just any president? It seemed a little whimsical. Maybe you didn't mean it to sound that way. While saying he gave President Obama for making the decision, Romney said, I don't think it's unusual on the part of this president to have finally taken out Osama bin Laden.
Finally? Why was he waiting so long?
Yes. I mean, it's just... And he's the only candidate that I was saying on the payroll thing. He won't take any position at all. Now I think he's like a deer in the headlights. So I don't have any position at all on which to flip flop either way.
Wow.
This one, again from Mediaite. The headline is: Wait, what? Did Mitt Romney just suggest national health care?
Oh.
That I have to say is entertaining. It's like watching someone do donuts in the parking lot in the winter in Buffalo in their car. He just every time they ask him about health care and the mandate, he just like. His eyes get this kind of maniacal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Oh, look over there.
Ooh, look at my shiny keys. Don't look. Don't ask about the mandate. Mediaite writing, during his interview with Chuck Todd, Mitt Romney was asked for the umpteenth time to try and talk his way around the individual health insurance mandate that he enacted as Massachusetts governor and supported.
That wasn't me.
And supported on a national level.
I don't know.
Although
what you're
he denies
about.
It, he did. He did support
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
that wasn't
did.
Me.
Yes, you did.
That was somebody else.
Well,
that was Mitt Romney. You got us confused.
While talking in a series of concentric circles,
yeah,
Mediaite says, Romney spitballed the idea of having clinics where people are treated at low cost or no cost as a solution to federal laws about urgent or emergency care. Wait, what? Huh? So obviously he tries to run away from, he's run as hard as he can away from the mandate. So when Chuck Todd asked him about it one more time, he did the dance that's become familiar to voters with a new step thrown in. Every once in a while he trips himself up.
Oh no.
Watch him spit on my back. What for?
The individual mandate, such poison to GOP voters, is not enough for Romney to convince them that he never advocated as a national policy, which is a bald-faced lie.
That's right.
Yes.
We have taken.
He must also convince them.
Oh, that time I did.
That even though he thinks it's a good idea for his state, he doesn't think it's a good idea for other states. It's like threading a needle with a gym class rope. MSNBC's Chuck Todd zeroed in on this hairball of contradictions, asking Romney about his description of the mandate as a conservative idea rooted in personal responsibility. Do you still believe the mandate's a conservative idea, the idea of the personal responsibility aspect? Hang on, I need more of that. Romney responded, there were two options in my state. One... The more he explains this, the worse it gets. One was to continue to allow people without insurance to go to the hospital and get free care paid for by the government, paid for by the taxpayers, while the other was his Romney Care mandate. Given those two options, the option that we chose was a more conservative approach. The two options laid out by Romney, though, are the same for every other state. Federal law mandates emergency care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. It went on and on and on. It was
wow.
One of the most entertaining... They say there was a moment in the interview when it looks like he realized what he... Perhaps noticing what he'd done, Romney said, but that's in my opinion.
Sparks started flying out of his ears. Yeah.
Do we still have our Romney care bit?
That does not compute. That does not compute. That does not compute. He's a robot.
I think the Romney bot is going to melt down at some point. If somebody asked him just at the wrong moment again about the mandate.
Don't ask me about the mandate. Don't ask me about the mandate.
This is an unusual interview where I'm apparently for Pete's sake on Fox News and being asked real questions about
questions?
Real contradictions.
I'm running for president for Pete's sake.
Why?
I can't answer real questions.
That's all right. Let's do the best of Mike and Raleigh, too, as a closing Christmas present. Just the whole lot of them again. Mike and Raleigh with the best of Mike and Raleigh montage.
With Stephanie, the producer, too, the voice deity, and his wife, Johnny Quack.
It's Bachman, Get Some Over Guys.
And we make it again.
Meet Skeeter.
He raised taxes 14 times.
As you can tell, Skeeter is afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome.
Try Red Status Stone, the first mobile app designed especially to translate right-wing talk into English.
In 1514, we took a little trip to start the revolution on the mighty Mississippi.
I just injured myself.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow for the final show with Fridays with Fugle saying, final show before vacation. See you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.